with that little letterhead. And sometime I'd be next to Andrew, and boy, when he'd pull that 7-foot net, I was ashamed to pull my little 5½. He'd have so much more shrimp. I said, well, I'll bet you from now on I'll have a 7-foot. So then later on, I went and worked out with Shell Oil Company out on the Gulf, and I brought me some twine and I brought me a needle. And I knit me a net out there. I knitted 7'3" cotton. I used to be down in there and boat be rolling like that, and I'd be knitting. Boys would come up by the hole and say, man, why don't you get out here on deck where it's cool? I said, I can't work up there. I said, I'm in the wind. I got too much wind up there. I said, I can't work up there. I said, I'm doing all right down here. I said, when I want a net, I'll have one. And boy, when I came back over here with that net, that shrimp hit them canals over there at Hodges Beach, and I'm telling you right now, I'll murder them shrimp with that 7-foot net. I caught 2 hampers one night from dark till 8 o'clock. I caught 2 hampers and quit. That's how fast I was catching them.
How much is that? How much weight?
Around 50 pounds. I caught them 2 hampers and I didn't have nobody selling them to. I said, what the heck am I going to do with them shrimp now? I said, well, I'll take the North Shore and see if they'll buy them over there. When I got over there, the fellow told me, I asked him, I said, you buying shrimp? He said, yeah. He said, how many hampers you got? He said, I'll take all you got. I said, I got 2 hampers. $12 a hamper. I made $24 at night. $24 at night in that little while. I had a little piece of canvas, 10 by 10, and I put them on there so fast until they were falling off. And my wife was there picking them up, and I was losing as many as I was catching. So I had to stop throwing and get down there and help her. Because I was losing as many as I was putting on that. It was jumping off. I had them so thick on it.
is it a good time to be shrimping right now?
No, it's supposed to open, I believe, in May.
Yeah?
Everybody getting ready right now. It's all you hear about.
You aren't supposed to shrimp during the months that don't have R's in them, isn't it? I thought.
No, it all depends. It all depends on the cool weather and all that. They come in from the Gulf when the water starts getting warm over here, you see.
Yeah.
And around May they'll start. And April. Mostly around May they'll come in. But they got them wing nets now. They put on the side of the boat and just run their boat like that and pick them up. They don't pull the cast net no more.
What can you buy shrimp for a pound then?
$2 and something, $2.60 or something like that. I'll be able to hear them say. Many quarts I sold for 15 cents. We used to sell them by the quart then. We had a place on the lake here where them shrimp would come like that in school. They didn't have all them nets out there then. And you get on the lake shore and you'd get there and we'd be fishing trout and then the shrimp would stay. You could get a distance like that and see that water just boiling like that with them shrimp. We wouldn't try to catch them. We wanted to catch fish and we just let them stay there. Go there, maybe throw our net about twice and get all the bait we want and go fishing. They wouldn't do that now though. They'd catch every one of them. First one would see them and find them. They'd try to catch every one they got out there. You ever see a cast net, what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I got a brand new one there. I just had made not long ago.
You gonna do some shrimping this year?
I hope they got shrimp around here. I'd catch a hamper. Sometimes close to 2 hampers in this bayou over here. Not this one, but the other one. When they started with them damn wing that stopped them shrimp from coming in over here at Regley's, that was it.
Yeah.